So I'm going to begin by asking you your full name and what country you are from, and what your role is here at the ICTR.
Yeah, my name is Optato Sinchimbi. I'm from the United Republic of Tanzania. I've been working with ICTR for the past 9 years. Initially, I was recruited as records clerk, but in course of time, I was promoted to information network assistant. Initially, my role was to deal with the audio-visual material, including court exhibits or exhibits that was coming out of the court. I was dealing with that ones. Now, later, I was promoted to information network assistant, attached to a special software called TRIM. That's Tower Records and Information Management. It's a database electronic management tool.
Thank you. So, to go back a bit of time, you've been here for quite a few years.
9 years, yeah.
Can you recall where you were in the spring of 1994?
In 1994, I was in the school. I was in India doing my postgraduate diploma in records management and archives administration.
Do you remember when you first heard about the events in Rwanda in 94?
Not clearly, because I was outside the country. I was in India, so in fact, most of the information about Africa in India, it was very rare to get them. It was very rare.
So can you recall when you first began, tell me the story of how you first began working for the ICTR?
Okay, in 1998, I was in Dar es Salaam. I was working as a librarian with the National Central Library in Dar es Salaam. Then I just come across the advert asking for a post of the records clerk. So because I thought it was within the sphere of my qualification, I decided to apply. And then I was called for an interview. I had a successful interview, and then I was offered the job in September 1999.
Can you describe what it was like when you first came to work here, what your responsibilities were?
Yeah, at first time when I came here, there was no archives, especially audiovisual archives. It was not there. So in fact, basically they brought me here in order to set up from the scratch. So I set up the archives, majoring in audiovisual material, and to take care of all the exhibits, court exhibits. Basically, when I came here in 1999, there was only two forms of recording. That was done in the audio visual, it's done on the audio cassette. And then all the other electronic form was just the diskettes. That's why you started from the diskettes initially. We've been using the word perfect during those times. The issue of Microsoft Word was not even there. So we started with the Word Perfect. That was the first program we started to use here. So we set up the database to make sure that all the information, all the material that has been recorded in the court are put properly. In fact, when I came, all the audio tapes were just on the ground. So I started to sort them by dates right from the beginning to make sure that everything is in place, to put them exactly according to what they're supposed to be, to identify which case was that and from which date. So that's it. In fact, during those days, when they've been recording the material, they'll put it just in the cassettes, audio cassettes. It lines up to 60 minutes. So for the day, they sometimes have about three cassettes in one language and three cassettes in another language. Basically, they're using three languages here. The first language is known as a flow language. That's the original language of the speaker. And then there's the English language, and then the French language. English language and French language can have some distortion because it can be translated from the flow language. It depends on which language now is the flow. So that was the bottleneck of exactly what it was supposed. So even the information that contained on that translated version, it was slightly different from the actual, the original language. So we have to identify exactly what was it. There's some other problem that when they're recording, normally sometimes they did not even label. You can just find it's just a plain cassette, there's no label. But if you listen to it, then you start to guess, okay, this is this particular case. So it was difficult in those days, especially to identify. So we have to play the cassette right from the beginning to see exactly who was there. To cross-check, you can just take the transcript and try to read and listen to what is happening so that you can identify this is from this particular case. Yeah.
Can you describe the team that you were working with at that time?
At that time, in fact, I was alone in the audiovisual. I was alone. The rest were attached to the normal records. Mine was electronic records, dealing with the exhibits and audiovisual material. In fact, we recruited about four of us. The rest were just attached to the paper form records. Yeah.
So has that changed now in that job?
Yeah, it has changed.
Can you describe what the team is like now?
The team now is composed of four persons in each chamber, all the document assistants. There are about four in each chamber. But now again, on my side, we're just two all of us. My supervisor was a trim line administrator, and I'm trim line assistant. So what's funny is that even my supervisor, I trained him about the trim. Because when he came here, he was attached to EDP, Electronic Database Process Unit. He was not aware of what TRIM is. But when the post was advertised at higher level, he applied. But now he was supposed to learn TRIM, to know exactly what TRIM is all about. I was privileged to be trained here on the TRIM when it was first installed. We had a gentleman from Kenya, who came to install TRIM right from the scratch. So I was working with him right from the beginning to take him through the process to see exactly what features should be captured in the system. So we worked on the ground from just day one. So later then we got a consultant from Australia who trained us on how to use the software. So initially there were only three of us. One lady from Kenya by the name of Helen Nyabela, who was the in charge of the judicial records. And then that guy from Kenya, Andrew Wakesa, who started from the scratch, to install Streamlight from the scratch. So in the course of process, we learn how Trim is. So initially, I was just adopted that I'm supposed to be a trainer to train other people on how to use the software. So right from that point, I started to take higher responsibilities of training everybody about the Trim. So my duty was basically to install Trim, to train them, and if there's any update, we just used to update them to higher version. When we started Trim initially, we started with this software called Trim Captula. That was first version. And then we moved to Trim Context, version 5. And then in recent 3 years, we get a consultant from Uganda to update the version. We have updated the version, but theoretically not practically. It's now Trim version 6, but we're still using Trim version 5. Yeah.
So for your work with Trim, and as you have tried to learn about Trim and how it works with the records that you have, what are some of the challenges that you have found there?
The challenges about the system is, in fact, when you want to configure a person in the system, you should get a permission from the supervisor to know exactly what security level should give to that person. And basically, we have got about 6 security levels. The lower level is known as unclassified security level. All the documents which are open to everybody. And those documents, you can even find them in the website. The second security level is called confidential security level. This can be accessed by a person who have the confidential security level can access also the unclassified one. That's public. And then level number 3 is strictly confidential. So a person with strictly confidential can have access to the list of the two. but the person with unclassified only cannot have access to the rest of the documents. And then the fourth one is called ex parte prosecution. A document filed by the prosecutor, they don't want the defense to see. And then another one is have ex parte defense. Document by filed by the defense, and they don't want to share with the prosecutor. And the last level is called non-ex parte, security level. This is the highest security level. So a person with non-ex parte can access everything in the system.
And what would be examples of the roles of those people who could access everything?
The roles, most of them are the judges. Judges, the registrar, and those who are working in the judicial records and archives unit, because they're the person who used to put them in the system. So they have access to those records.